All right, we're back with politics and more, and I think we have another caller on the phones. Sparky from Huntsville, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Shane.
Good morning.
Always love it. Really good discussion this morning.
Thank you.
I was listening and got to thinking, how did we arrive at this point in history where presidential elections, if nothing else, is not about the virtues of the demonstrated record of the candidate so much as how much do I hate the other side and everything the other side stands for? And I'm guilty of it. In 2016, I voted for Donald Trump with hopes that he was everything that he espoused to be, but mainly I was voting against Hillary Clinton, and I'm admitting that freely. And that's going to be the tricky thing for the people on campaigns on either side when you've got a bombastic hot dog and a proven leader, an economic leader like Donald Trump, against a, to be honest, a really brain-addled Alzheimer's patient who needed to be retired and put under serious medical care years ago. And I got to look at the young generation coming out of high school and college and think, what are they thinking? Do they think this is normal? Because whatever this is, it really isn't. It's so unbelievable to me.
I would honestly say, I'm not super big into conspiracy theories, but this is a conspiracy of ideas and a conspiracy of narrative, not necessarily a conspiracy of people.
Although we've got unique personalities.
We have unique personalities going on here, but Democrats like to look at Reagan and say that he was the first celebrity president. But I'm like, he was an actor and a governor before he was president. Obama was, I would consider him the first real celebrity president simply because he was on late night shows like every 3 or 4 months. He made all the rounds. And and right now he's working for Netflix and producing a whole bunch of, entertainment, if you want to call it entertainment. But there's more care towards narrative. And kind of what you even see in the World Economic Forum, there's more an overarching idea than there is being for something. There's a lot of against types of campaigning, and there's they could care less about cohesion and democracy when it's not the people that they actually want to represent.
Yeah, and I would also point out that. It really is two different ways of viewing the world and two different ways of viewing what America is all about. And for the left, that they're going all in because they see our country at kind of a tipping point where they may be able to push the narrative essentially permanently of creating an overarching government that controls quite literally most aspects of society and determines our culture, our religion, our entertainment. I mean, many of these on the left are not the classical liberals that maybe we think of from the 80s or 90s, but a lot of them are, they like to say they're socialists.
Yeah. Or at least they can't think back far enough to see where socialism actually went. There's a lot of the left hates cultural appropriation until they actually want to appropriate something in order to actually overtake it. Even during the civil rights movement, there was a lot of cultural appropriation of Christianity, even though there was nothing behind it other than communism and socialism and social programming that was going along with it. They're fine with cultural appropriation as long as we're not appropriating theirs. And they care more about being able to divide and conquer. It's like any type of fracture that they can muster, they will do it in order to be at the head of it and hopefully use that leadership for their benefit for as long as they could.
Well, there's one thing they're not aware of from a historical perspective. I'm old enough to have been in Europe during the Cold War, and I've I knew what Pravda and TASS and the Soviet news agencies did. They lied to the Soviet people to cover for the government. And this is exactly where we are now. And we've gone beyond dishonesty with our media, lying to the American people to cover the politicians. They're helping the politicians to put innocent people in prison. And if they, and for instance, everything you talked about in the last segment that they're doing to Donald Trump, the far left better look left and right and realize this is going to happen to you. If it can happen to one of the wealthiest men in the world, it can happen to somebody downstream who doesn't have the resources to protect themselves from an overreaching government who will use, the brown shirts, in this case, the FBI, the CIA, the Department of Justice, to come after political enemies. And my gosh, the parallels to Soviet Union, 1930s Germany is staggering. And I don't think people understand, because they don't study history, that this is where we are in this nation right now.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there somewhat. I honestly think that when leftists decide to take power, they're honestly going to end up taking themselves out first before they end up taking out conservatives. Even similar to the French Revolution, you had the Jacobins and the Girondins, and they themselves were more so the victims of the terror than the conservative party in France. And similar thing with Germany, similar thing with the revolution in Russia. The most extreme groups ended up taking each other out first, and I just don't think that they're taking that type of calculation into their plans. And I think that there's a wide chasm that is continuing to grow between the left and the right, or liberals and conservatives, and I still honestly think that the most radical in either group are going to take themselves out first.
Well, we certainly appreciate you calling in, Sparky. We're about to wrap up the show, but thanks again for listening. Everyone, keep watching the news. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to filter, and we've got an election this year, and this is going to be so important to us, this election. So we'll be back next week, same time, same channel, here on Politics More. Everyone, have a great rest of your day.